This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Israeli missile strike in Gaza has killed three sons of Hamas's political leader. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh said Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons and at least two of his grandchildren. The Israeli army confirmed that it was responsible for the attack, saying all three were active in Hamas. The army did not say where the strike took place, but Haniyeh said it was in the Shati refugee camp where they lived. In an audio interview with the Al Jazeera news channel, Haniyeh, who is based in Qatar, said the killing of his sons would not affect Hamas's positions on a deal for a ceasefire in exchange for hostages. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Few in Gaza can find solace, let alone celebrate, as the devastating conflict cast a pall over the start of the Eid holiday on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
As millions of Muslims observe Eid al-Fitr around the world, Palestinians visit the graves of loved ones killed in the last 6 months of war. Their focus is on surviving Israeli airstrikes, shelling, a ground offensive, and a humanitarian crisis, and remembering happier times with loved ones. Israel's assault has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 75,000. Hospitals have been destroyed, medicine is in short supply, and many Gazans are at risk of famine.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday it is planning to flood starving Gaza with aid through a new crossing and a port just north of the besieged territory. With Israel under severe international pressure to allow more food in, Gallant said a plan to ramp up aid deliveries to 500 trucks a day, the pre-war figure cited by the United Nations. Israel promised last week it would open the Erez crossing in the north after a tense telephone call between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after Biden demanded immediate action on aid. This is VOA News. President Biden said Wednesday he was considering a request by Australia to drop the prosecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges. Australia's parliament passed a motion in February with the prime minister's support, calling for an end to the legal saga surrounding Assange, who has been held in Britain since 2019 while fighting extradition to the United States. The 52-year-old Assange has been indicted by the U.S. government over his role in the 2010 leaking of a huge trove of classified documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday lost yet another attempt to delay his upcoming criminal trial for allegedly falsifying his company's records in connection with a covering up an extramarital affair. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
For a third straight day, Trump's lawyers asked for a delay, and for the third straight day, they were told no. This time, the Trump legal team asked the appeals court to halt the case indefinitely while it fights to have the trial judge removed. They're challenging several rulings by Judge Juan Mershon. Trump's hush money trial is scheduled to start Monday and is the first of his four criminal indictments slated to go to trial. It also would be the first criminal trial ever of a former president. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide the true nature of payments made in connection with a scheme to suppress damaging stories about him during the 2016 presidential campaign. I'm Ed Donahue.
South Korea's prime minister and senior presidential officials offered to resign en masse on Thursday after the conservative ruling party suffered a crushing defeat in Wednesday's parliamentary elections. Unofficial results show the main opposition Liberal Democratic Party and its satellite party appeared to have won a combined 175 seats in a 300-member National Assembly. Another smaller Liberal opposition party was expected to win 12 seats under a proportional representation system. President Yoon Suk-yeol's ruling People Power Party and its satellite party were projected to have obtained just 109 seats. The results are a huge political blow to President Yoon, likely setting back his domestic agenda during his remaining 3 years in office. The final official results are expected later Thursday. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.